Yet it's good to have Brother Conrad and the Franciscan Brothers of Peace with us, who will be sharing after communion. And so just a short mini homily, maybe. Faith, St. Paul says in today's second reading to Hebrews, is having this confidence in that which we cannot see. And ultimately what we cannot see is eternal life. And the faith that you and I are called to have is a faith in eternity, that God calls us to dwell in eternity. Because when you and I have faith that God's calling us into eternity, that will affect how we live today. It's a little bit like if you were a baseball player and Cub Scouts are in Little League, and you go, my goal is to get to the Little League Hall of or Super World Series, and you thought you could really do it, you'd have a certain confidence, therefore you would put forth all your effort to get to that World Series. If you didn't really think you're going to get to that World Series, you'd say, the heck with it. So we are invited to have faith of eternal life. Religious, men and women, religious, are an invitation for us to see people who have faith in eternity. Because as they give up things here on earth, including a spouse, they do so for the sake of something yet to come. I've known the Franciscan Brothers of Peace since their beginning days, back in the 80s, and I knew Brother Michael and Brother Paul. Our college careers intersected one another at St. Thomas University. And shortly after the Franciscan Brothers of Peace were established in the mid-80s, they have always been committed to a very strong pro-life ethic of standing up for the unborn, of assisting women in difficult pregnancies, and that's been very clear. But in the early mid-80s, if you recall, there was another crisis in the United States, and that was AIDS, the AIDS crisis, killing thousands of people. And gratefully, the crisis has abated in the United States. But I remember they made a decision to have an AIDS hospice, so where men dying of AIDS could come to be cared for, to be loved, and to be nurtured as they were dying. And they had this fundraiser for their efforts. And so I, being a young 24-year-old, decided I'd go to this fundraiser, and it was a spaghetti dinner. Why do I remember spaghetti? I don't know, but it was. And so they were sitting at these tables, you know, like where you just sit across from each other, eight to a table or whatever. I'm sitting there. As I'm sitting there in my naivete, there's a gentleman across from me. I say, hello, I'm Kevin. Who are you? And I don't remember his name, perhaps Bob. And I said something about me. I go, what's a bit about your story? And he's maybe 50-ish. He says, well, my name's Bob, and I'm dying of AIDS here. And it struck me. Here I'm just a mere foot from this gentleman. All kinds of things, of course, ran through my head and my own naivete back then. I remember saying, God, you put this person here for me to learn and to love. And so I've been grateful for the Franciscan Peace, Brothers of Peace, and all they have done. Part 2 later.